Good morning, sugar. Hey, how are you? Yeah, I know you're at work. This is your office number. Be kind of weird if you were answering this phone somewhere else. Silly goose. So, how's work? What do you mean, why am I calling? Am I not allowed to just spontaneously call on my girl while she's working? Have a little chit chat, talk for a bit. Your boss might hear you. Well, I guess you better be extra subtle then, No, I won't put the phone down. This is too much fun. And you already look kind of flustered. Yeah, I see you. Yeah, I don't turn around. That'll look really suspicious. Just keep looking at your mona. That's it. Good girl. Well, where am I? In one of the adjacent offices. Yeah. Remember how you told me a bunch of people were out this week? Well, I figured it probably wouldn't be too difficult to get here before you. I do leave before you anyway. Sneak into one of these, pull the blinds closed, and just wait for you to show up. I see you clenching your desk. Oh, yeah, you're angry with me. Why? You shouldn't be angry with me. We've done worse stuff before, and it wouldn't be the first time we fucked in this office. Last time, I know how you sat up on the photocopier with your skirt hiked up around your waist. That was a good day. Yeah. You wore those really, really thin lace panties for me. Fucked you like crazy. I think we almost broke it. Kind of wish we had. And then you had just been nervous, knowing that your boyfriend fucking you on that thing is what broke it. That'd be so fun. Don't you think? I like how you shake your head even though you're not talking to anyone in person. That's adorable. I love it. I love you. So what's wrong? You waiting for a call from a client? And here I am taking up all of your time. Suppose I should put the phone down then. Then you get back to work. Serious business. But here's the thing. I've been here for a couple hours now. kinda bird my time waiting for you. Let you get cell, let you get your morning cup of coffee, make your usual phone calls. Didn't want to interrupt you too soon. But I got kinda bored waiting here for you all morning. So, by the way, whose office is this? It's a bunch of family photos in here, but I don't recognize any of the people in them. There's a guy in them who's, I guess it could be his, but I don't know. I wonder if he'd find it weird that I've been sat in his chair all morning jacking off. Oh, wow, you froze. Oh, yeah. Sat in it all day, just mainly sat in his chair, stroking my cock, but also just over by the window, peering through the blinds at you, checking out your legs and that skirt and those fucking red heels that you just bought. Oh God, edging was never this enjoyable. Concerned that someone might walk in any moment. Maybe someone who knows me, maybe someone who doesn't. They just see me stroking this fucking long, hard dick. Would certainly make for some good office gossip, don't you think? I think so. So, I mean, I do kind of feel bad about, doing this while you're at work and distracting you and maybe making you miss an important phone call, but we didn't. we didn't get to fuck last night. And I kind of need to come. And so I thought I'd be kind of a bad daddy and come get what I want from you at work. Shouldn't I be at work? Yes, I should. Yeah, I told the guys that I had some out of the office stuff to be doing. They understood. Yeah. Even got the taxi ride over here on my expense account. Yeah. I do love abusing my employees. Almost as much as I enjoy abusing you. So, you still want me to put the phone down, baby? Come on. Say no. Say no. You don't have to say it out loud, but why don't you go ahead and nod for me if you want Daddy to keep stroking his cock while I watch you. So, good girl. Oh, yeah. It's a shame, though. I could do so much more. You could come in here. I could tell you which office I'm hiding in. I know there are a couple with the blinds closed, and a couple that are empty. Which could it be? Both have a pretty good view of the shoes you're wearing. That's not much of a giveaway. I guess you'll have to just keep wondering. Oh, where's the hand going? Come on, baby. One hand on the phone, one hand on the desk. That's right, I dictate the rules here. Good girl. Will you play with your hair for me? You know I love that. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I could tell you where I am. You could come in here. Take off those panties for me while you... turn around with your ass facing me. Both hands on the window. Hike that skirt up for me a little bit so I can see that fucking ass while I stroke my cock. Oh, fuck. Oh, I see you trembling now. Oh, you want that? I know you need to come just as bad as I do. But I think I'm gonna make you wait. Maybe. Your lunch break is coming up soon, right? You could either fuck in here. I could meet you in the bathroom and we could fuck in there. Or we could go somewhere for lunch and we could find a nice fucking alley that I can abuse you in. Which one do you prefer? Are you good at this? Oh, very good. I'm so proud of you, baby. Oh, you're just as good at acting in bed as you are in the office. That being said, you're always acting in the office, aren't you, baby? Acting the important woman of business that I know you are. Or that you pretend to be. No, it's just a veneer. A disguise. Awfully woven, but no less real. No, the real you, the you I know and love, is the you you become the second you set through the door. That beautiful, filthy, perverted whore. the one who wants nothing more than to fall to her knees in front of her daddy and please him. Please me. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's who you really are, isn't it, baby? My beautiful little cum slut, desperate and eager to please. Who so enjoys being down on her hands and knees. So loves wearing a collar. Oh, I know that's your favorite piece of jewelry. Nice collar with a nice shiny chain that goes from you right into my hands. Oh, you should wear that to work. I can lead you into the office on your hands and knees, tugging at that chain ever so gently so people can see the real you. See the red marks on your ass. Oh, how your panties are torn from the previous night. See how your cunt is still wet and dripping from the teasing and abuse I'd inflict on you on the way to work. Then everyone would know. Your big secret would be out. Wouldn't it, baby? Do you want people to know who you are? I kinda do. But I also kinda don't. It's my secret. They don't get the real you. Only daddy gets the real you. No more office good girl. No more hard-working businesswoman, just a whore, greedy for her favorite toy. My fucking cock buried inside your cunt. Which is what I could do right now. Come out of this office with this fucking cock covered in pre-cum. Throbbing and ready for you. Lift you up. Bend you over the fucking desk and slide inside of you. Fuck you like the whore you are in front of everyone. Make you squeal and scream. Take my tie off and wrap it around your neck and use it as a leash to choke you with as I fucking slide in and out of you and fill that fucking tight little cunt with my cock. Should I? I see your leg trembling. Keep playing with your hair. Keep playing with your hair, please. Ever so slowly, I want you to grab it. I want you to grab a handful of that beautiful hair and I want you to pull it like I do. Like I would if I was fucking you from behind. Pull the fucking hair. Fill your cunt. Tell you. To tell me. And everyone who's watching who you belong to. Whose dirty little slut you are. Don't you fucking dare move a hand from that desk. Hand on your phone and the other hand either in your hair or flat on your desk. I don't want you touching yourself. I don't want you touching that cunt. I don't want you to do anything other than sit there and be a good little slut and listen to me. Understand? Nod. Good girl. Good, sweet, sweet, clever girl. more often. Would you like that? Oh, would you like to start coming to work with a toy inside you again? We haven't done that in a while. We do have that vibrating egg at home just waiting to be used. I can't think of a better way than to make you wear it at work. I wouldn't even need to be here, just leave it on all fucking day. So when you get home, you are dripping. And you will beg. Beg for daddy's cock inside you. Beg for daddy to fuck you. I'm gonna fucking come for you, baby. Daddy's gonna come and you. You can't swallow it. Oh, you can't take it in your cunt. You can't wear it on your fucking face. Oh, I'm gonna come all over whoever the fuck's desk this is. And then again, maybe I'll have you come in here. Maybe I'll have you lick it all up. Like a good pet. You lick up every drop and then you can come and you can clean my cock with that slightly disgusting little tongue of yours. Is that what you want? Oh. I want to come in here and swallow my load. I want to be a good girl and taste this hot fucking cum. Yeah? My good, clever little girl. Tell me what you want. Tell me. I don't fucking care who it is. I don't fucking care. Tell me who. I don't fucking care. You want to come in here and you want me to come in your mouth. You want to chew this fucking load right in your mouth. All over your fucking tongue. Cut down your fucking throat and shoot right down your fucking throat and make you choke on it. Yeah? Not today, baby. Not today. No, you're a good fucking girl and you're gonna listen to me calm, okay? You're gonna listen to me calm. Oh, I love you, baby. Oh, I love you so fucking much. Oh, no one is hearing this. Oh my, it's a lot. I guess I really did need that. Oh, look at this mess. Hold on. Check your phone. Don't worry, I'm gonna clean this up. Get this all nice and tidy. No one will be any the wiser. Just for the record. And again, don't turn around. I'm in one of the offices behind you. In a few minutes, I'm going to get up and leave. Don't look around. Don't look for me. I'm going to slip out. Hopefully no one will see me. No one will see me coming off whoever the fuck this guy's office is. And I'll see you at home. Thank you, baby. I do hope you're nice and aware after that little show. I'll see you at home. Be looking forward to it. I hope you are too. Bye, baby. I love you too.